Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Stop into Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks for a great deal. It's the manager's two-meal special for $9.99. A chicken sandwich, regular fries, and four wings bone-in or boneless. And you can add a drink for just a dollar more. Three convenient locations, 1804 Main Street in Dunedin, 2300 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater, and 9080 Ulmerton Road in Largo. Dine in, drive through, or have it delivered. Order online at charlies.com. Get them today at Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks and Wings.
Hey everyone, you've got to check out H.I. Cabinetry. They are having a grand opening right here in Clearwater at their brand new store location, 24103 U.S. 19 Clearwater, located at the corner of U.S. 19 and Sunset Point, next to the Varsity Club. They have a beautiful showroom for you to come by with kitchen displays and vanities and many things that they have available in stock. You've also got to see the gorgeous granite and quartz countertops. H.I. Cabinetry is having an awesome sale with 10% off their white shaker cabinets. They also have many more styles to choose from, and also 10% off all standard vanities. Wow, what a deal! You can also go online at hicabinetry.com and see for yourself the beautiful selections that they have to offer. All of the cabinets and vanities are made of real wood and they are soft clothes. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, those are everyone's favorite nice, smooth, quiet closing drawers and cabinets. And H.I. Cabinetry also has another convenient location located in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in Holiday, and that is located in the Save-A-Lot Plaza at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. Please give H.I. Cabinetry a call at 727-940-7641. That's 727-940-7641. H.I. Cabinetry is also hiring dedicated, experienced installers. Please call 727-940-7641 for information. Anyone who wants a new look for their kitchen or bathroom, come on out to HI Cabinetry at their brand new location at 24103 US 19, right at the corner of US 19 and Sunset Point Road, or HI Cabinetry in Holiday at 1832 US 19 at the corner of US 19 and Mile Stretch Road. You will be so glad that you did.
Thank you.
It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
All right, another one in the books. Haven't said that in a while, have I?
You haven't.
Anyhow, Tammy really made it happen with Fat Jacks. There's a neat story behind that. So anyhow, I have this young man in the radio station. You can sit up here. You want to sit down, Tammy? Yeah. So we give him both books. There's 120 advertisers to choose from, right? Mm-hmm. You can't even make this up what I'm going to tell you. So then he goes, okay, I picked out the ad that I want to talk about. And he said, it's Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, great. Now, Bobby, confirm this. It was the first time the lady called in from Fat Jack's. Do you know her first name?
Tanya, that's Danny's mom.
Correct.
Right.
And this is all true.
Thank you. I have a witness.
I'm just saying it now. So
I know, because I'm known to exaggerate. So the young man sitting right where you are, right? He picks out Fat Jack's. And then just before he says that, because he doesn't know, he's talking. When you talk in, do you just talk into mine? Or is it going to everybody's?
I usually talk to everybody. Right now I'm talking to everybody.
But when you talk into my ear, is it just me?
Only if.
Or does
only if I have. Most of the time I always talk to everybody.
So, like, how do you talk into my ear? How do you do that? Does everybody hear
now me? I'm talking to everybody.
I heard him before when he was talking into when he said he was talking to your ear.
I just pull my mic off the air and then I do it.
Oh, I was going to add a little more excitement to the story. So, anyhow.
Get excited.
So, he says, okay, I pick out Fat Jack's. And then, like, 30 seconds after that, what'd you say?
She's on the line.
Fat Jack's.
Yep.
Right. So he picks it out and starts talking about it. This is the first time Tanya ever called in. And guess where she works? She owns her and her son, Fat Jack's. Now, what is the odds of this kid, out of 120 different advertisers, picking out Fat Jack's?
Now, mind you, he's only like 8 years old, and he's actually totally amazing. People love it when he's on our show.
Yeah, he's really, and he thought that was the coolest ad in our publication.
Yeah, he's like,
Fat
this
Jack's
place looks interesting.
So, I mean, and
he's one of the top five hosts here.
He really is.
He's really a good kid. And that's Alex's son. Mm-hmm. And Alex is like my spiritual advisor. He's like really down to earth, a cool cat.
And he also has a business called Happy Homes Lawns and Landscaping.
Yeah, he does irrigation.
Yes.
So anyhow, you saw this. Did you get any of the Fat Jacks?
No, I don't like cheese.
Okay, well, there's chicken wings. Was there chicken wings?
There is. There's boneless wings and regular wings, and he makes his own homemade sauce. All the sauce is on the side right now, so you can put on a hot sauce if you want or a barbecue. And I get really, he's so awesome. He is so awesome. Like, he just remembered that I really love his french fries. I didn't ask him for anything today, and he made me my own little french fries to eat in the car on the way here. He's like, here, keep these in the front just for you.
So the fries wow didn't make it.
That's correct.
And you know what? Get closer to the mic. It's the little things that people do for you that matter.
Yeah.
It's like when my daughter would make me a homemade card for my birthday. And I really mean this. Like, you guys are going to say, oh, you could put $1,000. Maybe not $1,000. Okay. Let's go up to 100. Once you get over 100, forget the card. No, but like the homemade, like, birthday card or Father's Day card, that meant more to me than anything in the world. Right? It's like priceless, right? You can't even put a price on it.
Yep.
So
Danny is an awesome guy.
So what he did with the french fries.
Yeah.
Right? Just little things you can do. You think big deal, french fries.
No, just
but
like,
it shows someone cares.
It yes does. I mean, every time yes I go there, like, not just him, but all his employees as well. I love the cheese whiz, right? I love it. They'll always give me a side of it. Like, I don't ask for it. Now, if you look at their menu, they charge for that. He throws it in there for me, puts some in there for the fries. I mean, he's doing a really awesome business business, and it's amazing because we actually started advertising him for Fat Jack's when they first opened, to watch how he is doing much better. Like every time I go in there, there's more people. That's and they amazing. Do delivery as well. Like in the evenings, he is slammed in there. So
you know
that
what
just
it is
shows
too.
You they right. have great food.
What I wanted to say was the sandwich, like when you get his food, it not only tastes good, but you get a nice portion too.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, it's a cheese steak, you know?
Oh, my gosh. When
I've gotten cheese steaks from other people, and I think to myself, right?
Yeah.
I think they forgot to put the cheese in.
Or the meat.
You don't even know.
That's the first thing I thought. I was like, man, I can barely unwrap it. There's so much cheese on here. That's the way I like it.
Yes, and our show does better when you do. I was watching some of our shows. When you do
taste test,
no, but like when you do put into the show, like your comments and stuff, I feel my show's better.
Well, thank
Bobby,
you.
Yeah, Bobby's a great guy. He's yes. doing a real good job.
Yes, and he's educated. He graduated from college to be a broadcaster.
Oh, fantastic!
So there you go. So he's if you were a parent to Bobby, you'd be very proud of him. Right?
Yes,
he recognizes problems and overcomes them. Like, I gave him something to do. He's doing the CD. The St. Francis Prayer. You familiar with that?
Yes.
You familiar with it?
Yes.
Should I try, Bobby? Or should I try to think it in my head first before I try? Or just do it?
You could do the first, the first.
Let me see where I go to where I lose it. Okay. You ever try to memorize a prayer?
I have tried to memorize a prayer before.
And have you been able to?
I was able to memorize the Lord's Prayer.
Okay.
But then I have another prayer that I had to learn as part of Asbury Theological Seminary.
And oh, wow.
For that,
did you ever memorize a prayer? Like,
yes.
I don't want to put you on the spot, because would you be able to do it now?
Yes. Well,
which one?
I was raised in Catholic school, so...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
How many times did I say Hail Mary and Our Father? Like a million times. So
the reason I'm going with this, too, is because I've been listening to this tape for like 30 days that Bobby, I don't know if you put it together, it's about being in self-pity, right? Yeah, right? And then with the answer to being in self-pity, you can listen to the half-hour tape. You ever listen to something where, like I listened to Mark Cuban, right?
Mm-hmm.
He stresses team. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? But then you get, like, what he did say, though, one thing that I don't even remember anything he said, is, like, if you can listen to something and get one thing out of it, it's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
True. Right? Just one thing out of it. Say it's an hour tape, and you get one message that directs you in the right direction. That's all you need. And what this self-pity tape did is it told me that to have prayer. That's what I was thinking. Do you remember a prayer? He says the answer to getting out of self-pity, okay, when you recognize you're in self-pity, right? And generally people in self-pity is what I do to you, actually, or Mike, or anybody. Like I was telling you about this. You know what people in self-pity do?
What?
One of the main things they do is they hurt other people. That's how you can recognize if someone's in self-pity. They'll hurt another human being. Like when I walked in here today, right, not knowing about whatever, right? I went into why wouldn't I be informed on that? So what did I do? It doesn't matter. I'm just saying to you, it doesn't matter if it's right or wrong.
No, what I was going to say is, what I have learned, though, like I said, I was raised as a Catholic. And if you want to talk about this for a minute, those prayers that you do memorize are things of, like, an example of how you should pray, not
right.
always what you should say. Mm-hmm. So as I've grown and have a better relationship, honestly, with God, I actually just talk to him, just like you're talking to me right now.
Right, that's
and
good.
Yes. In the car, I don't know, when I'm driving, it makes me feel better. When
good.
I'm feeling bad, I'll just see people, walking on the street or whatever, and I'll say a prayer for them.
See?
Ask for a blessing,
Oh,
or
she, see what
like
she
that.
Just did? She just did where I've been studying this tape for a half hour. She already knew the answer, right? Because the answer is if you want to get out of self-pity, try to get into a little meditated state and ask for help, right? And who do you ask for help from is someone that's guiding you. Like in some programs, it's called a sponsor, right? And then, or it could be God. And you just said it. Because you can't be praying to God at the same time being in self-pity. And then, but one thing on the tape, I'm just going to test you guys. Why do you think the one reason why someone doesn't want to ask for help?
Pride.
Yes.
Ego. Well, the reason they don't want to accept love, right? Because if you accept love, right, you can't be in self-pity. But it could be pride, too, I think, too, what you just said, right? Because we would rather, because this guy shared once to me, he goes, I can't accept help.
Well, you got to think about that.
Because he wants to stay in self-pity.
Right, because that's where you want to stay. Right. You feel justified. You feel like, oh, I'm right and everybody else is wrong and I'm going to blame everybody else. Because then guess what? It is scary. It is fear, I think. Because when you have to look in the mirror and change yourself, that's the hardest thing you will ever do in your whole life.
It's taking responsibility.
Right, but to look in the mirror and say, I'm the one that's the problem, I'm the one that's wrong, or I did something, or I need to change something, it's easier to say, oh, it's their fault. It's so-and-so's fault. It's everybody else's fault. It's not my fault. Then you don't have to deal with it.
What's your feelings?
Well, there's an element of, especially with the people that we encounter, there's an element of being brought down so low that, you know, when you think about ego, typically we think of ego as having high self-esteem, but also there's low self-esteem.
Yes.
And both of them are still ego, right? It's it's the thing that makes me say that I am not worthy enough to be loved. I'm not worthy enough to receive this help. I'm not worthy enough to go for this job. They're not going to pay attention to me. I'm not enough. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit of that plays into it as well, that makes it to where it's hard to reach someone when they already feel that they're lower than pond scum.
Right.
You have to first bring them up to realize, no, you are a person.
Right.
And then go the rest of the way through.
That's so true, because if you're in self-pity, right, you can't have miracles. You're not connected to miracles.
Yes.
You're not connected to God.
Yes.
Right? These are the connections you don't have when you're in self-pity, right? And then really what you're going to do is, if you're in self-pity, with the tape stresses that you hurt other people. Mm-hmm. So then there's three elements to emotions, right? It's expectations, it's desire, and it's imagination. So those are the three components. Expectations will go up and down a lot. But if you can get your imagination, right, to focus on the future, right, you won't be in low self-esteem.
Mindfulness.
Because now you have your imagination focusing on good thing.
Yeah.
Mindfulness.
Maybe
visualizing, like Mike said. So then what you do is you have your desires and stuff. So what happens with me, let's just say, like, just to be real, forget who it is that if you know that there's a way to do something, can you get into self-pity when someone's not doing what you as the expert knows needs to be done? What he calls that on the tape is stubbornness, right? When you're stubborn is when your imagination is down, when your desire is down, and your expectations are down. That means you're in the victim mode, right? So when that's what happens, like if you know there's a mousetrap that was successful that you used in the past, and if you had someone that just refused to follow the mousetrap, then what happens is that person gets into self-pity. Even though they're right or wrong, but it doesn't even matter. How do you get out of self-pity? That's the key, right? Like you were saying, having some worth. Okay, how do you get self-worth?
Well, there's a means of, for me, because of my faith, I look at it as I have to seek that higher power in order to come out, because I know it's a lie. You know, the soundtrack that we play, that narrative that goes in our minds telling us, you're not enough, you're not enough, you're not enough, and it plays constant. But through prayer and through connecting with God, at least for me, you know, it allows me to see that, wait a second, I know this is a lie, you know, because I am His daughter. You know, I am worthy. I am justified. You know, I am loved by Him. And I can then look through all the times in my life. There's time to be mindful, and there's also time, and they show you in the Bible, there's time where they would take time to go back and say, look at all the things that He has brought us through.
So all those times that you forget because you're in your stuff, mm-hmm. and you forget, wait a second, I used to be in stuff before, right? Yeah. And he got me out of that stuff. Why should I believe that he's not going to get me out of this stuff again? But the lie is that he's forgotten. The lie is that we've done something wrong to cause us to be rejected. You know, that is the lie. And unfortunately, the other part of imagination is rumination. We ruminate and ruminate and ruminate. You keep playing that same nasty message, and we can be our own best and worst enemy, you know. So that inner bully telling us what everyone else around us might be saying, that you're wonderful, but that dialogue, that's going on inside, is totally different. So being able to tap sometimes into a higher power, or if you don't have that higher power, that thing or that person maybe that you look to and say, you know what, how did you do this? How did you get through it? For them to help you through. But it's very difficult to do it alone, because the aloneness, that being by yourself, that isolation is part of what allows you that space to just keep on telling yourself you suck.
Right, and that's what we do to ourselves, though. It's what we tell ourselves, because that's what puts you so low down in the first place. It's that first thought that comes into your mind. Let's say you're having a great day, yeah. and something happens. Let's say you're in a car accident or anything, whatever happens, and then you start running with it. It's like, oh my gosh, this is horrible. My life sucks. I am this. And when you do that, it is very hard to come out of that situation, because you put yourself, you did,
yes.
all the way down there. It's like your foot is on your neck. You know,
yeah.
And like I said before, when you get in that type of mode, you lose focus. You lose your, like, remember the one time you were looking for some paperwork and you couldn't find it, and you got upset, and you started moving things around real fast. And I said, Brian, you know, when you get like that, you lose your focus. If you calm down, you'll be able to you keep your focus and find what you're looking for.
But you know what? Life is short. God is great, and things like that are silly to get stressed out about. Really.
Yes.
If you really sit down and think about some of the things we get upset about, it's silly. Like, you know what I'm saying? And no matter one tool that helps me is I'll start feeling sorry for myself or whatever, but then I have to stop myself, and I start thinking about, there's a lot of people in this world that have it way worse than I do. So what right do I have to sit here and feel so bad for myself? There's people that don't even have anywhere to lay their head.
Amen.
There's people that don't have food on a table. You know, so like, you can't feel sorry for yourself. You have to get out of that, and you have to move on and make yourself go do something nice for somebody, and it'll really make you feel better.
that's actually a great suggestion, because, you know, one of those things, if you're too far in yourself, it helps to get out of yourself.
You have to.
It's kind of like if you feel that you're less than, and you're just not, you know, able to do anything, and then you go and you help someone, and they're like, wow, you know, thank you so much for doing that for me, and that smile, you know, mm-hmm. you feel like, wow, I just kind of helped somebody today, you know, and it helps to kind of turn that back around, like, wait, maybe I can do something.
Right. Well, truthfully, I mean, helping other people, it really makes you feel good. It gives you esteem. It gives you
yes.
something to feel good about yourself for, like, hey, I just actually made a difference for somebody, you know?
Right, and the best person to help, go ahead. The best person to help actually is someone that can't give back to you.
Right,
right.
No,
there's a prayer, right? There's a prayer. If you want to interpret the prayer, mm-hmm. right? Remember what I was saying about prayers?
Mm-hmm.
And the prayer goes like this: God, I offer myself to thee to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the important line. Relieve me of bondage of mm-hmm. self. Well, why do I want to be relieved of bondage of self? I'm mm-hmm. just saying to you, the prayer, if you're just interpreting the prayer,
mm-hmm.
this is not me, right? This
yeah.
is just interpreting the prayer. Relieve me of bondage of self so that I may better do thy will.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So how I do God's will, if you interpret the prayer, right, is not to think of you. Right, they have no wants, and don't ask why. Right,
mm-hmm.
can you go through a day, say you get a flat tire, can you go through the day not saying why?
Mm-hmm.
Just think of that. Just
True.
Go through the day saying not, don't say why, mm-hmm. and then it says, relieve me of bondage of self, so that I may better do thy will.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, take away my difficulties, that victory over them mm-hmm. may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. Mm-hmm. So the whole reason why I'm getting God's blessings, where I'm getting a connection to God, is I could show people that I have a happy life. And now it's not because it makes me happy that God does it. If you listen to the prayer, only if you're interpreting the prayer, bear witness to others. How do I bear witness to others if I'm angry? How can I say that I have God in my heart if I'm angry, mm-hmm. if I'm in self-pity? I can't let the miracles and the magic that could happen in my life can happen if I don't have a divine connection to God.
Well, that's because when you are doing the right thing, people can see whether they even believe in God or not. Mm-hmm. They can exactly. see there's something about that person. Like, oh, yeah. they're a good person. And then they'll be drawn to you. And
that's why it's attraction, not promotion, right?
Right? Yeah. And
people are attracted by what you do,
right?
Not what you say. Yeah, and then actions, that's another thing, yep. too.
Action.
You know, if you keep saying, like I say with my company, like I'm mm-hmm. in self-pity with my company. I'll be honest with everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm in self-pity with the people that work with me, mm-hmm. right? Knowing that they're not doing it correctly, right? Let's just say. Mm. So now I'm in self-pity because I know there's a better mousetrap.
Yeah.
You know, and I generally don't say this, right? Do you know this, what I'm about to say? Have I ever said this? And you be honest. I built a company to where it put out 400,000 coupon books, 20 different books in 20 different markets. I had two offices. Did you know that about me?
You said that on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, which comes on after this.
Mm-hmm. I did say it. Yes. But how many times do I say that?
Not on this show. I have not heard.
Right. So because he was asking me questions about my mm-hmm. business background. So then imagine you have two offices and you built a company that out-circulated the St. Pete Times. Mm-hmm. Do you know how I knew when I made it? I told you this, but do you know, it sounds stupid, mm-hmm. but when do you think I knew I made it? Is when the St. Pete Times put out a media kit mm-hmm. and they were comparing themselves to me.
Okay.
My salesman came in with it. He goes, look, they're comparing themselves to you. Mm-mm. And it was really strange. I know we intuitively know how to handle situations that used to baffle us, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. And then we suddenly realize that God is doing for us yeah. what mm-hmm. we can't do for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Oh, and are these extravagant promises?
Always. We think not.
We think not, mm-hmm. right? So now I'll take fast forward again. I lived on Mandalay. I had a house, this is back 30 years ago, where I was paying $2,000 mm-hmm. a month for. Mm-hmm. When do you think I realized how great I was living? And this is going to what you said. Mm-hmm. You said it. When do you think I realized I'm living on a house on the beach with a pool and the sand's my backyard, and 30 years ago it was $2,000 a month?
I can know when.
When?
When it was gone.
When it was, no, actually, no, but that's true too, actually. Do you know when I realized it? Is when people would come over to my house when I threw like a party or whatever or a dinner, yeah. they would just say, this is unbelievable how you're living. Mm-hmm. Like the sunset would be there. And then it took them to say that because for me, I could just say, I took that even for granted. Mm-hmm. Right? You would think someone's homeless, like what you deal with. Yes. Here I'm living on Mandalay mm-hmm. with a built-in house, with a built-in pool with the sand. Right? And then in my head, like in the present now, I know I had a formula that did that. And I can't implement the formula today because I have people that work with me that, I don't know, just don't see the vision, right? And what do you do when someone doesn't see the vision or dream that you have, that you know you have a successful mousetrap that worked in the past, that you lived on Mandalay, you built the biggest company? You got to keep in mind, when I was putting out 400,000 coupon books, there was no internet. Right? Right?
Yeah.
We were the largest, we out-circulated the Sunday St. Pete Times, and the reason why that is, not everybody subscribed to the Sunday St. Pete Times.
Right.
But everybody got the coupon book through the mail. Mm. Right? And that's how we distributed it. Mm-hmm. Anyhow. Okay. It's just frustrating, and I'm in self-pity, and I got to figure out how to get out of it.
Is it sometimes a matter of, there's, it makes me think a little bit of the Bible again, and that, you know, sometimes we, because we feel that we know a better way, we end up going our way instead of going God's way. So especially for me, I used to be in IT. I retired from technology last year to start to do this full time. I was in it. And made a lot of money in it, but there was a detour. You know, what my path and what I thought my path was effectively changing because God had something else in mind for me. So as much as I was trying to go one direction, he's like, nuh-uh, you don't understand. You're not there anymore. I got you over here. And the moment that I took my hands off, I said, okay, you know what? What I've learned is that if it's too hard, it's because he's not there. And if I take my hands off and I say, you know what? I'm to be able to rely on you. I give myself to you freely. I'm going to rely on you. I'm going to take my hands off. And then all of a sudden, it just comes together. So, you know, there may be a matter of, you know, what was before is what was before, but what God has for you is what's in front of you, not what's behind you. And as a matter of kind of tapping into what's that thing that he's got, that next chapter.
Right. And that's looking to the future. Because anytime you look into the future, you're definitely, because that has to do with imagination and desire, right? And trust too, though.
Yes.
That is the key. Have faith. Listen to these words, and Mark, tell me what you think about it. Like, with this is with that you're talking to yourself, and you're showing respect to God. The best way to do it is to say, I am in the effort department, right? Because there is, it says, faith without works is dead. The most important letter on that is the S, because you got to continually work. It's plural. But leave, and this is the hard part. Can you leave the results to God?
You have to.
Yeah. Right.
You have to, because that's where that trust
and that's where the faith, and that's where the peace of mind comes from, right? Can I do that? You know, can I not say throughout the day, why? Or just say, because if I keep saying why, or like what I was doing earlier, focusing on that I'm not happy with the personnel in my company, right? I can focus on that, and then I get self-pity and frustrated, right? Then what am I not doing? I'm not focused on the task.
Right.
Right? And maybe I should stop saying why and think that God has a purpose. Instead of saying think, know that God has a purpose.
There's a thing, I used to have this rock, and on one side it said, I think, and on the other side it said, I know.
Right.
You know, and the I know means I'm connected to what God has revealed versus the I think.
Right,
you
know, like here it is.
Which is from me being moving
right
on me.
Faith is not believing that God will, right? Faith is knowing that God will, right? Mark, is this too much for you? Because we normally don't. Do you go to church, I hope?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you don't have to tell me or not. No, but
we need, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we do need to take a short break. We're going to do our traffic report, which today is brought to us by Fat Jack's in Palm Harbor. You guys need to go check out Fat Jack's. They have delicious food. I'm sure everybody here today has tried it. And they are at 34720 U.S. Highway 19, which is basically in the same plaza as Wing House. So don't go there. Go to Fat Jack's.
Wow, that's good. Very good.
They have really good food. And also, these t-shirts, if you're watching, are for sale at Fat Jack's as well.
How much?
I don't know.
Who did the shirts? Did Ultimate?
Actually, our guy did the shirts.
Ultimate logo?
Yes, Ultimate logo. He, did the shirts. So we're going to do a quick break, do the traffic report, and we'll be right back.
All right, and did you want to send your salesman in too?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Don't miss the grand opening ceremony of HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities, Clearwater location, located at 24103 U.S. Highway 19. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call 727-940-7641 for HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities. Good afternoon, 540 here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. This is your Fat Jack's traffic report. Let's take a look at Pinellas. We got a incident southbound I-275 before the I-175 junction in the left shoulder, so give yourself some extra time for that. Going over to Hillsborough, southbound I-275 at the Howard Avenue, we have a right shoulder blocked there. Northbound I-275 before Hillsborough Avenue, right shoulder blocked as well. And northbound I-275 and on the ramp to Fletcher Avenue, we have an incident there in the shoulder. Moving up to Pasco, we have a disabled vehicle southbound Suncoast Parkway before mile marker 23. That has the left shoulder block, so give yourself some extra time there. And southbound I-75 before State Road 56, right shoulder block there as well. Current weather, Zephyr Hills, 92 degrees, fair skies. Ooh. Dade City, 92, partly cloudy. And here in downtown Clearwater, 86 degrees with fair skies. This traffic report was brought to you by Fat Jack, 727-408-5423. Check them out. We're going back to the BCC Coupon Book Show right after these messages. Stop into HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities and get 10% off white shaker cabinets when you use the coupon found in the BCC Coupon Book. Visit the showrooms in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza and in Clearwater at 24103 U.S. Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. HICabinetry.com. Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks is the place to be on Sundays and Mondays. Yep, that's right. 79-cent wings all day on Sundays and Mondays at Charlie's. Three convenient locations, 1804 Main Street in Dunedin, 2300 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater, and 9080 Ulmerton Road in Largo. Dine in, drive through only. That's 79-cent wings on Sundays and Mondays at Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks and Wings. Get 10% off all standard size vanities at HI Cabinetry when you use the coupon found in the BCC Coupon Book. Visit their showroom in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza or in Clearwater at 24103 U.S. Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. HICabinetry.com.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's 10 Talk.
Can you hear the show?
There's Brian. Go ahead.
I know.
You know, can't see me behind that nice Fat Jack's shirt.
This was my... Do you remember disco? Anybody old enough to remember disco?
I mean, I play it, but I don't remember it.
But this song you would play on the disco floor. I used to love this song. Did you guys, who likes to dance here?
I love to dance, but disco is not it.
You should have seen me. You should have, my hair was slicked back and it was black like Mark's. And I was on that dance floor with my shirt open. Yeah, there you go. Mark's got it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that was the days, you know. And you don't regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. And the reason why you don't regret the past is because maybe if you did do something wrong, you can teach someone through your past so they don't have to follow through it. Yes. Or you can share with that person to say, hey, I know what you're feeling like. And just to give you hope, you can get through it. Right? Here's hope.
Exactly.
Because we're talking about the past, right? Something bad even. Could be good too, but bad. Someone needs to get the message of hope is very important.
Exactly.
So then we got the young lady here. Did you end up getting the deal with Mike from Cricketers, do you think?
Mike, yeah, it was really nice. And he have a really nice restaurant there.
Yes. So you did go there. Good.
Yes,
I did. What we try to do is network with people, mm-hmm. right? And then how many deals do you think we've gotten you so far from the radio station?
From the radio station? The people that I haven't connected prospects. With, I'll say just five or six.
Yep. That's not bad, right? Mm,
that's really good.
Right. Yeah. So that's the deal, too, that's is like good. We try to not only like here networking, like if you need shirts for your soccer team ever, you're going to need to order shirts?
Yeah.
When is that going to be? How long?
The project is in 2 months.
Right, so then this lady here does shirts.
Oh, she does.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to order shirts through her? Say yes?
Yes. So now it's seven.
Yeah.
Now it's seven, right. See?
We do signs.
Now he's doing, she does stuff for signs, bar, anything graphically done. Say you want to put a flyer out around town for, mm-hmm. say, for the soccer team. Mm-hmm. You know how they staple them on the thing? She can do that for you. Here, I'll give this to you. Mm-hmm. But yeah, soccer league, yep. to get that as a deal,
exactly.
that would be big, right?
Oh yeah, most definitely. That sports and churches, big events, always
wow.
big. Yep.
So there.
Yep,
have you ever come to the show where I didn't get you a deal?
No, but no.
You could say yes. I mean, if it's not, you was like a little hesitant there.
Oh, no. We're going to do like a lot of different events and marketing and everything with the coupon book. Yep.
Yeah, thank you. And then, so Mark does that. And then tell us, Mark, a little bit of what you do with the computer. The icons or something, was that you? Or maybe I'm thinking of somebody else. Okay, give a business card. Mm-hmm. Silence doesn't work. Oh, you're in advertising too.
Oh, really?
Wow. Do you know who the easiest person to sell advertising to? Believe it or not, is someone that's in advertising. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But you know who they also the easiest person to sell is? Another salesman. Because we understand rejection, right?
Yeah.
Right? So we say yes. Like, I say yes to deals that I really don't want to do. I really do. Like, I once bought a vacuum cleaner, right? And I just bought a vacuum cleaner at Kmart. That shows you how long ago it was. So the guy comes knocking on my door. And then I said to him, and I just bought a vacuum cleaner last week. You know, this is a true story. He comes in with the Electrolux. He goes, let me show you this thing. All I want to know is, can that vacuum cleaner suck a bowling ball out of a closet? And you know what he said? He said yes. And you know what I said to him? Bring that sucker in. And that's a true story. I ended up buying the Electrolux, right? Which was like a $2,000 vacuum cleaner. And to be honest with you, is the Electrolux is the best vacuum cleaner I ever had. But my point is, I can't say no. Kids come knocking on the door to sell candy or something. Who says no to that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm not the best person to use for... Because really, you should say no. Because no is a complete sentence, right? But it just seems every time someone's like the guy, we do Papa's New York Diner. So the guy calls me up to do an ad on the tabletops. What do you think I said?
Yes.
See, you get what I'm saying? I mean, but really sometimes you got to work within a budget, though.
Yeah.
That's my point. And if, then you have to have balance. And so that's why it's not good for me to have a salesman give me a presentation. And then, like, I had the kids do the lawn one time. This is just a true story. They was three of them out there. They said, oh, give us $60. I kid you not, I gave them $100. I said, let's negotiate. And then the kid goes, what? Okay, 50? No, I said, how about 70?
You have TY on the line.
Okay, let's go there, because I see how I talk too much.
Supreme Gutters.
Supreme Gutters. Oh, we got Supreme Gutters on the line. How are you? Hi, Ty?
Hey, this is Hi, Ty.
Hi, Ty. Yes, great stuff going on here. You missed at the show. You know what we have today?
What?
Fat Jack's Steakhouse, or steak sandwiches.
Oh.
Steak and cheese, chicken wings.
Shoot.
Next week, Ty, we're gonna have some Chinese food here, I think, next week from, actually, from Lusaki next week.
Lusaki, huh? Yeah, I heard of them.
Yes. You know what the thing with them is? They cut all their vegetables fresh. And I witnessed it. Like, you ever see, like, you think someone opens up a can of mushrooms and you see someplace you don't know? I watched them cut up fresh.
And actually?
Catch them up. Carrots. Green beans. Everything at Lusaki is fresh.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's the best way to go.
Right. I think you're in the restaurant industry, weren't you, a while back?
Yep. Many years. It was too much fun. Not much money, but a lot of fun.
Well, what I'm going to do is have my young lady here interview you.
Mm-hmm.
He does gutters. And then you're going to rate to see. You ask questions, and I'll shut up. And see if I can shut up for 5 minutes. Ready? Go.
Okay, Ty.
Come on, got duct tape, right?
That's the best way. Oh, couldn't even go a second. Again.
Sorry. So, Ty, explain to us a little bit about how long you've been in business and the kind of deals you've got going on right now.
We've been in business, my partner and I, my partner been doing about 10 years, and so we teamed up, and I've been in construction. I built my own whatever restaurant, nail salon, and stuff like that, a bunch of those over the years, and gutters and whatever outside we do them all, so... So I'm unfortunately these days my figure is kind of round, so I lead to the skinny guys to go up and down the, you know, up and down the ladder to do it, because then I got to keep them up and down the ladder. Otherwise, if they sit around, then they become round like me. So yeah, and you know my gun is very simple. It's protect the house, and it protects everything that. You know, for a lot of folks, the house is a big investment, especially, you know, within the house, you got to have a roof.
Exactly.
To protect both of them. And then we go beyond just gutters. What we do is the water, once it hit the ground, you got to move it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to be a water bender. So I do, you know, PVC drain or extension or whatever it is to get rid of the water. And that's the whole purpose of gutters, to protect the very big investment for most folks.
Exactly. How do the listeners get in contact with you?
They either call me or most of the time they just call my cell phone. And
okay, what's that number?
Response, and or they can email or they can text. So, and then they come knock on my door.
Okay, so, let them know your number so we can get you
some
business.
727-600-0751.
All right now.
All right, and then what was your email address in case people wanted to contact you on email as well?
It's supreme5912@yahoo.com.
All right now.
That's fantastic, Ty. So what do you have any specials going on right now?
Yeah, we're doing a paving special right now. We do a paver special. A big job that is over $3,000, we knock off $500.
Oh, wow.
That's a good deal.
We do we do a lot of paver, sometimes we do paver and drain, because you don't want all that water on the paver, so
right.
We do what they call a trench drain.
Okay.
So make the water go in the trench and move away from where we don't want the water. And also we do running a special on the gutter guard, which is the micro mesh. Which is the one that's a heavy duty that once we put it up there, yeah, you're done. Take care of your gutters. I own your gutters because I my job to take care of them for the next 25 years. And by that time, I'd be like 78. But I do it too because I'm one of those crazy old, I'm going to be one of those crazy old guy that just climb through things. So I don't mind doing it.
That's wonderful. Did you listen to the show at all today?
No, I was on the road, still talking to customers. So finally, we just got out, and then I think when someone called, and I picked up.
We're doing a spiritual show today, and it just was not planned.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to get a spiritual inspiration from these young ladies that were here, you can go to YouTube because we have cameras in the studio. And then we have Fat Jack's, right, sandwiches that... I'm going to go in my 40 years of being in business, right? 26 years or 27 years on the radio, that is, not maybe, the best food that I've ever eaten. And all the years I've been having this show catered, and all the years that I've had, like, I'm going to say Fat Jack's is the number one place to eat in my 40-year career.
Dang.
Oh.
I might have to stop by there on my way home.
Yeah.
Got to keep a happy home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We got Malcolm on the line, too.
Okay, Malcolm, you there?
I am. Good evening.
Yeah, well, Malcolm, you can't have any.
I'm going to go hunt it down if I need to find it.
Fat Jack's is in Palm Harbor. You want some great food? Go there, Malcolm.
Fat Jack's in Palm Harbor. I'm there.
All right. Tie High. This is, you need a car stereo or any window tinting done ever? The guy from the gutters, Mr. Ty.
Yep. I do need, because right now my radio is not working on my
phone. Is that amazing?
Yeah.
What is the odd? Come on, you got to admit. But you see that? It's about money. You be quiet, okay?
Usually Brian's like, oh, you need a haircut? Yeah, at some point or something. But his radio is really not working.
What is the odds? Ty, you freak me out. We are meant to be a team. You're on the Brian Cash Claus coupon book team. Because you're the best. I mean, Malcolm, what is the odds of me asking someone live on the air? This is almost like the Fat Jack story.
Yeah.
What is the odds that he needs a radio? Tell him what you can do for him, Malcolm. Talk to Ty directly.
Well, how you doing, Ty? This I'm Malcolm. I'm the manager at Discount Auto Tools. 4720 66.
Yeah, how's it going?
In St. Pete. And yep. Your radio needs, I could definitely take care of.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. So if you need a new radio put in, come on down. I could definitely take care of you.
Yep. Next week.
Next week.
Are you kidding me? Can you guys do that? I mean, if you really do, and I'm interrupting you, but do that, and then let's talk about it next, whenever you do it. Let's have both you guys on again to tell the story of how I asked, because it's about me, and then tell how you got the stereo. This would be a great story for people that want to tune in. Get it? Tune in to the radio?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tune in, yeah.
Yeah, now he can
tune needs in. A good radio to hear the station, obviously.
That's right. And this is all about me. We have one more listener.
How about a station ID? What station they got to listen?
They got to tune to, oh gosh, you got six frequencies, but around here, 106.1 and AM 1340, if you're on Pinellas side of the bay.
Okay.
And then if he decides to drive up to Pasco, he gets to go to 1350, 1400, 102.3, or 104.3.
Uh-huh.
And same for Hillsborough, too.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, we got three big circles, three big towers.
Three big towers, yep.
Right. One tower here and then three towers in other parts of the area. So we got a pretty good listenership.
How many counties is it heard in?
How many counties? That's a good question.
Well, it's basically Pinellas, Hillsborough, Pasco, and a little part of Hernando. And so I would say four generally. And some people down in Manatee say they can get us. And
okay.
Yeah. Very good. So anyhow, we're going to do a show on the car stereo tint and the gutter. How they connected, and then you guys will be here too.
Sure, I can come down to that.
You come by anytime.
Yeah,
I'll put my pants for next Thursday. It'd be something fun to do.
Yeah, it'd be real fun to do. So tell them again, Malcolm, what type of car stereo? Why should someone choose the car stereo tint guy?
Well, I mean, right here at Discount Auto Tools, I'm one of the biggest car stereo and alarms and tint shops in Pinellas County. I got a great selection. I'm on 10,000 square feet. I have a showroom that has pretty much any radio you need. I got Pioneer, I got Kenwood, I got JVC, I have Alpine, I have Boss, I have Planet Audio. I'm fully stocked. I got a great staff of installers that got at least a combined, I know I got at least 80 to 100 years experience.
Wow.
Can't buy experience. And do you know when you hear you can't buy experience, who you hear that from? Old people. Right? But what I tell young people is what they lack in experience, just make up with enthusiasm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? Anyhow, we got to go. Say who you are.
I'm Denise Elzey with Arts and Graphics Beyond. If y'all need any custom t-shirt signs, printing, marketing, and advertising, I'm the person for you. You can reach me at 727-486-1182. That's Arts and Graphics Beyond.
Who are you?
I'm your worker. I just threw your coupon book for you, Sporty.
No, I mean. And then who are you, Malcolm?
I am Malcolm, calling from Discount Auto Tunes, 4720 66th Street North in St. Petersburg, Florida. Our phone number is 727-544-0022.
And then who are you, Ty?
I'm Ty with Supreme Gutters and exteriors, so we do gutters and pavers and driveways and fences, and I can be reached at 727-600-0751.
Who are you?
600-0751.
My name is Raynell Shirley. I'm the founder and executive director of Beolite Mission Service Center, Inc. We have a homeless resource center helping the homeless and at-risk in Pasco County.
And then we want to thank Fat Jack's, number one sandwich shop in Palm Harbor.
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.